These are notes from the fourth disability workshop held on the 11th of May in Wellington. Hi, the fourth workshop was held on May 11 in Wellington. At this workshop, we discussed what the past lessons, insights and research revealed, applied what we learnt about what to do and not to do in different parts of the system, identified the key design challenges for our next session. The co-design group is working together well and aligned on principles. What have we learned? Since the last workshop, the co-design group reviewed a range of past lessons, research and insights. From these, members identified what to do and not to do. Some of the key messages were clear and shared vision. A review of evidence showed successful system transformation included establishing a clear and shared vision, being upfront about necessary culture change, investing in capacity and capability building, creating flexibility for changing needs across a lifetime, and involvement of the sector in designing and evaluating how the new system works. Identity. Some disabled Māori want to be thought of as Māori first. Māori identity is central to health and well-being, and concepts of disability align with the social model, which emphasizes creating an environment of physical, mental, and spiritual interconnectedness and how we fit into our communities. Keep it simple. Make processes simple and straightforward as possible, and keep in mind some people are in complex circumstances and may need more time and assistance. Don't add layers. It should not be about adding layers to an existing system. Duplication should be avoided. There should be clear accountabilities, and quality of life should be measured. System capture. People and organizations take time to break out of existing ways of doing things and see what the possibilities could be. There can be a focus on what can't be done rather than what could be. Applying lessons learnt. The group was asked to think about the difference between creative and analytical thinking. A creative mindset looks at what could be and imagine the possibilities and what a new system could look like, while an analytical approach asks how it can be done. Key design challenges. There are a number of challenges in designing a new system. The group identified a range of design challenges, including, but not limited to, how might we ensure disabled people and their families or whānau can access information in a timely, culturally appropriate way, regardless of where they are or where they are at? How might we ensure that planning is not a prerequisite for support? How might we tell our story once, not to five different agencies? How might we redefine funding allocation from deficit-based to investing in a strength-based way? How might we make sure people are in control of their budget and support? How might we make the system accountable to disabled people and families? Group synergy. The co-design group reflected that it was working really well and constructively challenging each other, with a strong alignment driven by underlying enabling good lives principles. In fact, principles are front of mind, reflected in the design challenges that have been identified. The group is also channeling others who are not around the table at points when needed. Whatever happens, what is important about the new design is it fits with the person and their whānau, family and network. We're recognizing the diversity of the Māori disabled community. The group is also excited about the next week's workshop, which is a full 2 days of designing. The next workshop will be held on May 16th and 17th. If you have any information or ideas to contribute, would like to add to the discussions, or have any questions about the process, please email us at stfeedback@moh.govt.nz. That concludes notes from the fourth disability workshop held on May the 11th in Wellington, narrated by Joe Gilfillan in the Parnell Studios of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind. Kia ora.